Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is February 13th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Publishers challenge Google's AI. IBM triples entry-level hiring. AI automates global procurement. AI arbitrator pilots construction cases. This episode is sponsored by Pickard. Power your operations with intelligent automation that gives you back time where it counts. European publishers and the European Commission have filed a formal complaint against Google's AI search overviews and AI mode, arguing they breach EU competition law and threaten the open web. The complaint joins earlier probes and lawsuits and centers on whether Google abuses its dominant position to the detriment of publishers. Publishers say Google has turned search from a referral service into an answer machine that replaces original reporting and keeps readers inside Google's ecosystem. Google relies on publishers' high-quality content for answers and model training, but offers no payment. The publishers demand a new remuneration system and warn lost readership and trust could be irreversible. IBM plans to triple entry-level hiring in the United States in 2026, announced at Charter's Leading with AI Summit. Nicole LeMoureux, IBM's Chief Human Resource Officer, said the push covers roles many assume AI can replace. And yes, it's for all these jobs that we're being told AI can do. Job descriptions were rewritten to downplay tasks AI can automate, such as coding, and to emphasize people-focused work like customer engagement. IBM did not specify numbers, and TechCrunch sought details. A 2025 MIT study estimated 11.7% of jobs could be automated. Investors expect 2026 will show AI's labor impact.
Ad break.
Want a podcast like this one automatically created for your own topic? Pickard's automated podcast workflow turns your content into a complete show in minutes. Save time, stay consistent. Get in touch at pickert.de. P-I-C-K-E-R-T-D-E.
Diderot raised $30 million in a Series A, co-led by Chemistry and Headline, with participation from Microsoft's venture fund, M12. Founded by Tim Spencer, Lorenz Paulhuber, and Tom Pettit, after Spencer sold his e-commerce startup Markai in 2023, the company aims to automate global manufacturing procurement. Its agent-like AI layer sits atop existing ERPs, reading emails, WeChat messages, phone calls, purchase orders, and packing lists, and updating systems and tasks automatically. That reduces time teams spend chasing suppliers and manually tracking quotes, orders, and payments. Diderot targets manufacturers and distributors rather than corporate purchasing tools. It counts dozens of customers, including Footprint.
The American Arbitration Association is piloting an AI arbitrator that can decide certain documents-only construction disputes. Its developer, Bridget McCormick, former Chief Justice of the Michigan Supreme Court and now AAA President and CEO, says the system can parse filings, confirm parties' claims, draft awards, and keep a human arbitrator in the loop to issue the final ruling. AAA positions the tool as a way to speed and lower the cost of arbitration, increase predictability, and show audit trails, while limiting use to narrow, governed cases, because models can hallucinate. The platform is live with one case and may expand to similar document-heavy disputes.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.